Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours for all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, the hottest show on the radio.
That's right.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. Welcome. Welcome, wherever you are in the United States or around the world. And if you don't know, this show can be heard around the world. That's right. Hope you can call in. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. Would love to hear from somebody besides the United States to call in. Would love it, love it, love it. This is your show. This is the show that we put together for the visually impaired, the blind, as well as the sighted community. This show is different from all the other shows that are on the radio. Why? Because we don't talk politics, we don't talk religion, and we talk everything. We talk everything else but music. No, we talk music too. That's right. So this show is for the sighted, and we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Welcome. Before we get started to this show tonight, I'd like to introduce you to the players. First, my co-host, well, she's more than my co-host. She's my wife. She's my executive producer. She's my caregiver. And she's the one who puts up with me 24/7. I'm sorry for sometimes putting up with me, but I love her so much. This is my co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn, you there?
I'm here. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Hard to believe. The first Sunday in September. Wow. Where is the time going? Welcome to everybody. Welcome, everybody, to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And tonight, we have our co-host who's been with us since the beginning of Blind and Beyond and before. That's right, because we had a show before. For those who don't know, the show is called Blind Matters. And Gary's been with us the whole time.
He's 11 years we know Gary.
Yep. And this young man, well, he's part of Blind and Beyond. He's our co-host. His name is Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary?
I most certainly am. And thank you for that intro there, Michael. And I want to wish everybody a happy September coming up and hope we have no problems with storms.
And I want to introduce the only one in the studios, because all the rest of us are home and are way away from the radio station. The only one in the radio station, well, I should say in the flagship radio station, because we have different radio stations, but this is our flagship. WOKB is our flagship. And our flagship, the producer and the one who's pushing the buttons and answering the phones, his name is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, are you there?
Yep. You already know. Gary, what you have to go and say that for? Now you done jinxed us.
No. That's good. Now, we're all right.
Okay, if you say so. I'm here, though. I'm here.
Okay, well, we're glad you're there. We're here, you're there.
Well, and tonight.
And everybody's everywhere. Shout out,
tonight, my first shout out. Well, we had a big loss this week, this last couple days. For those who don't know, well, I can't even say he was an entrepreneur. He was a singer. They called him, his name was Jimmy Buffett. But around the world, well, he was known for many things. The question is, do you know what he was known for? That's my first trivia. I'm giving you a trivia right now. What was he known for around the world? And I'm not talking his songs. And I'm not talking when they think of Jimmy Buffett. There's actually two things that they think people talk about, but there's one in particular he became famous for. He became not only famous, became a billionaire. He died a billionaire. That's right. And he died a billionaire, not just from his songs, but because he was an entrepreneur. But he was famous because of the entrepreneur. May he rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett. Lynn, you got any shout outs?
No, not really. Shout out to all the new followers of our Facebook page. And I'm going to read a little bit about Labor Day later to tell you all about Labor Day.
Okay. And the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Gary, got any shout outs?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my grandson, Braden, in Texas. And I hope he's doing fine. And he's starting school this year on a good note. So. Go for it, Braden.
Yeah, number 56, yeah. Go Knights.
Go Knights, exactly.
I saw his picture yesterday I could not believe that was Braden. He's so big. And he was,
oh my God,
holding his favorite fan, your young granddaughter. I think her name is Julie,
Jackson.
Right? No, not
Jackson.
Your grandson. No.
Oh.
The granddaughter. The little
one. Oh, Julie.
Yeah,
Julie.
He was holding Julie in his football uniform. Yeah.
He's over 200 pounds and way taller than me.
And he has long hair.
And he's all muscle. He's all muscle. There's no fat on him. He's a football player. Big time.
Well, you know, that's my kind of kid right there. That's my kind of kid.
Yeah, you met my grandson when he was a little boy.
Right.
A couple, three times.
I'll have to send you a picture, Chris. You won't believe it.
So that means he truly in the weight room then. That's my kind of kid. I got my daughters in the weight room too.
Yeah, my son-in-law, he keeps doing weights and all that stuff.
So now who's going to be his agent? That's what I know. Who's going to be his agent?
And your other grandson is playing football too. I saw he's number 13.
Yeah, he's football and soccer. He's a big soccer lover too. So they're both in the sports big time.
Very nice.
So, Chris Shaw, you got any shout-outs? Chris Shaw?
He must be on the phone.
He's got a shout-out.
He must be on the phone.
407-894-1680. You got the phone number? 407-894-1680. Chris Shaw, you there? You left town already.
We should call in. The audience should call in and tell us what they did or are doing this Labor Day weekend, 2023.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was on the phone line. What did you say? I missed that.
I knew you were on the phone when you
said, you have any shout-outs?
Oh, yeah. A shout-out going out to you, and definitely to you. You guys do a fantastic job, so I'm just giving you my flowers now while I can. Thank you, Mike, Lynn, Gary, Sheila, and the whole crew, the whole clan. Thank y'all for everything that you do.
And Dave.
Sure thing.
Dave.
So does anybody know the first trivia of the day?
Well, I got John Strud on the line who already called in, and he's giving me the answer about this trivia.
Hurry up. Let's go. Hurry.
All right. So we got John Strud. John Strud, how you doing?
John from Indiana.
Hi, Michael, Lynn, Gary, Chris.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Not to rush you, John, but do you have the answer?
You have the answer, John.
Pardon?
Do you have the answer for what you were telling me about the question?
Yeah, the trivia question. He became a billionaire from Margaritaville.
That's correct. Margaritaville. All around the world, not just United States, but around the world. Margaritaville.
All right. Wife Linda to Subway.
Yeah. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. That is John from Indiana, Clinton, Indiana.
We got to go to break. Sorry to cut you off.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. And right before you go, I saw the announcement. Bob Barker had, we forgot to do that last week.
We didn't really forget, but yeah, I thought about we should have. Yeah
so Bob Barker passed away at 99 years old.
He was a legend. All right. We got to go to break, Chris.
Yes, he was.
We got to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Be right back. Don't go away.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
At Just Bagels, experience real New York bagels no matter where you are. These are nothing like the ones you find in a supermarket. Crunchy on the outside, chewy on the inside. No artificial flavors, no added colors, no preservatives, produced in a tree and peanut-free facility, all kosher. Skip the drive to your store and have Just Bagels delivered right to your doorstep. We age our dough and boil it in New York water before they get shipped out to you fresh, never frozen. Order 12, 24, or 48 bagels with free shipping and handling. Bring a taste of New York City home today by visiting justbagels.com. Enter code BB15 and receive 15% off your first order. Just Bagels. If it ain't just bagels, it's just bread.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and background who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep, all free. JBI can also help you or someone you love celebrate the Jewish holidays with Matzorim, Yizkor prayers, and more. They offer a 16-month Jewish holiday calendar in Braille and large print. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone, and we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-4-all.com.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Save a Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SEVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SEVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SEVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SEVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SEVA.org today. That is SEVA, SEVA.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you, thank you, and thank
you. My God.
Can you hear me now, Mike?
We hear you.
I pushed the wrong button. That's what happens when you're blind. I thought I was pushing green. I pushed red.
So wait, this whole time you've been
talking to myself.
This whole time you were talking?
Yeah.
I was talking.
Sorry about that, folks.
We got you back.
Okie dokie. Well, it's our pleasure to welcome on the air for the very first time our friend and our guest, Donovan Battelle. And Donovan is the Director of Special Operations at the Alabama Industries for the Blind. Welcome, Donovan.
Welcome, Donovan.
Hey, Donovan.
Hey, Leanne. Hey, Michael. How are you guys doing?
We're doing. I pushed the wrong button. That's what happens when you're blind.
Say hi to Gary and Chris.
Hey, Gary. Chris.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey.
You're supposed to watch me when I pushed the button.
I didn't see that the red light was on. So how was your cruise, Donovan?
It was excellent, Lynn. It was just time down. It's been a while. We're avid cruisers, Kathy and I, and so
we needed time
away. Yeah. And so this is one that was on the bucket list to go out of Long Beach and do the Mexican Riviera.
Wow. So, I looked up that one location you mentioned. I had never heard of it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was really neat. I'm blind too, just like Michael. And one of the things is Kathy drives me everywhere, and she's been doing it. We've been married 34 years, so the deal is we cruise, so she don't have to drive. So that's why we cruise.
That's so funny. That is funny. So tell us, Donovan, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in Alabama Industries of the Blind and all about Alabama. I got some mouth twister. Alabama Industries for the Blind.
It is. We're a part of the Ability One program, which is a part of National Industries for the Blind, just like our friends and your sponsor there at the Central Florida Lighthouse Works. kind of what makes us a little different than other agencies like us. I'm a graduate of the agency. And you say, well, how do you graduate from a company that manufactures goods or has retail location? But the AIB, the Alabama Industries for the Blind, is one component of the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind, which is includes the School for the Deaf, for the Blind, and the Helen Keller School of Alabama in Alabama. So I'm a graduate of the School for the Blind. So I work for my alma mater, but I do not work in education. I work, you know, in manufacturing. So AIB is a sewn products manufacturer at its base. We've been in business since 1932. And I guess you would say our flagship product, it's not the only product we have, but the one that's, you know, been with us the longest that we make for the government, for the armed services, is the long military necktie. So I'm sure you have people who have family members who have served, or they have served possibly in, say, the Army, the Marines, or the Air Force. We made that necktie that their service, either family member or they, wore. Since the 50s, we've been making those ties. So it's a really neat thing to first work for where you went to school. Mm-hmm. You know, a real special thing, get to do that. And then it's another special thing to get to, you know, make products or deliver services to the government, to the military. And our ties is just one example of that.
I was looking at your website and I was wondering what those strips of fabric were. And now I know it was the ties.
What else did you think it was?
It didn't click in my head what it was. And they also manufacture office supplies and furniture, I saw, and all kinds of things.
We have a lot of different, we have a wide range of products. And then we're also in services and retail as well. So we actually, like many or like some NIB agencies, have retail stores on bases that have been assigned to us. And so we sell those, and we develop products and or services into those channels that the government can purchase those things from us. So we're always looking to, you know, either find a product or a service that will employ disabled people. And, you know, so that's our mission really is about employment, is really what it's about. So,
Donovan, it's Michael. Yes.
Go, Michael.
Question.
Yes.
So are you looking for people in Alabama that you need workers?
Employees.
Employees. Yeah, we're always looking for people, Michael. We are onboarding a product this fall. It's a bandolier pouch. It's a part of the soldier's uniform that snaps to it, that holds a magazine clips. And so we're always looking for not just manufacturing jobs. We're always looking for workers, but that's a project that we're onboarding this fall. And so we always have, as most businesses do these days, always have opportunities for, you know, employment. So the answer is yes.
Are you looking for people from Alabama? Could they be from Mississippi? Can they be from other states, or just from Alabama?
They could be from virtually anywhere. What I will tell you about us, and this is just from I've worked for the agency. I've been affiliated with the agency virtually all my life, but I've worked for the agency 14 years. I will say, hands down, there's no better package when you consider pay, benefits, paid time off, and all the full package that we offer. There's probably not a better place to work from that standpoint. So we have, you know, generous leave. I've just been off, returned this morning at midnight from, you know, being on a cruise. Lynn mentioned I took off 7 full work days for that, you know, 5 plus 2. I was gone 7 full work days. So, you know, we have a real generous benefits package and leave. And so it's a good place to work. And so, yes.
So if there's any question about people out there listening, if you are Alabama or if you're near Alabama and you're interested in a job, well, where should they call?
Well, of course, they can contact you and Lynn, and y'all can give them to me, or I can give out my number on the air. It's no problem. My phone rings a lot, and it's okay. It rings a lot. It's what we do. But my number is 256-589-8989. And I'll go again. That's 256-589-8989.
Donovan, can you give us an example of a typical work schedule for somebody that would be coming into the plant and working on the ties or other garments?
Just an idea of what is involved. Just a general production worker type job, Lynn. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, I like to talk about jobs as related to people. So I'm just going to give you an employee that we have, who I'm very fond of, but Phyllis is one of our better, employees, and, she's been working for us for, gosh, I'm sure it's been 35 years. Oh, she's got a long tenure track record. We have a lot of employees that stay with us long tenure track. You know, we provide transportation in the city where our plant is, Talladega. We do have a Birmingham location as well, but we're talking about Talladega here. So Phyllis gets up and comes to work, and the bus picks her up and brings her to work, and she has the ability to purchase a hot breakfast. We have a cafeteria where we serve breakfast and lunch each day. She will get to work about 7:15. She comes early. Day starts at 8 o'clock. She gets to 15-minute breaks during the day, and then she'll get a 30-minute lunch during the day. The job typically, all jobs are modified in the beginning. If you're talking about the production jobs, that's what we're talking about right now, are modified for blind first, so that we can do those jobs first, and we only work back to jobs as being what we call sighted jobs, as an afterthought, you know. So every job we work and engineer in a way so that the particular vision of that person, if they have some residual vision, can do those jobs. We believe in offering our folks good accommodations, technology to do their jobs, so on and so on. Who I'm talking about, though, Phyllis, she's deafblind. So she's totally deaf and she's totally blind.
Wow.
And she's been a long tenure track employee. Her and her husband, both Rob, are just very fond of them. But anyway, the typical day for her, she works in first seam. She runs a sewing machine. And so she will first seam the tie, which is the very first once it comes from cutting. She'll first seam that tie and put the first seam on that tie so it can start up the line and work through its step process to get all the way to the end where it can be labeled and then packaged and then, you know, sealed up and sent out.
Something. Does she have any hearing at all?
No, ma'am. She does
not. No, nothing. Wow.
No. Mm. Yeah.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and we probably have 12 to 14 employees like that that are deafblind. We believe we don't just hire blind there, although blind is our main focus. That's what we were started under and charted under with National Industries. We typically have two types of people as it relates to like compliance, that's blind and non-blind, but we hire a lot of people with other disabilities over in the non-blind area as well. So that could be deaf or hard of hearing. That could be an intellectual disability. That could be Down syndrome, autism, on and on and on. So, you know, it's a really unique place that where, you know, it's really, we really look and try to look at the abilities of our folks, not the disability of our folks.
And your slogan is,
question.
We are, what is it? At AIB, we truly are, quote, deaf, blind, and limitless.
Limitless, yes.
Gary, you had a question?
Yeah. It's out of real curiosity, how do the blind communicate with the deaf blind?
So blind, I'm actually, Gary, I can communicate with Phyllis and Rob and our other deafblind employees. So it's by sign language, but it's what we call tactile. So it's hand over hand. I don't know if you've ever recognized how Helen Keller was taught.
I've heard of it, but I don't know it about it.
So if you've ever recognized, had any sensation of sign language, you know, sign language is, of course, making the gestures with your hands and everything. What you do is you just do hand over hand and take the person's hand and you put that over your hand and you do the sign for that. So if I'm making a D to spell my name, you spell that out with hand sign, or you do the sign for that and you do it in close proximity, hand over hand, or if you need to draw that sign to your body or away from your body, however the sign is actualized, you know, that's how you do it. And so it's tactile is what that's called.
Gotcha.
Good question, Gary. I was wondering the same thing as well. Yeah.
We have a sponsor.
Yeah.
Cadence would be perfect
for you. The Cadence tablet. Yeah. Would be wonderful for that.
Cadence tablet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, that's a piece of tactile equipment.
Right.
You know, in the same respect. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Well, would you mind giving out the contact information once more before we say goodnight?
Yeah, no, ma'am. No, don't mind at all, Lynn. My name's Donovan. You can just call me up, even if you don't remember my name. 256-589-8989.
And the website?
Is AIDB.org. That stands for Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind.org.
AIDB.org.
And then we have a subset up under that. AIB has a sub area up under that.
Well, thank you so much, Donovan. We know you're tired from your long...
You sound tired.
Yeah, he does sound a little tired.
It was just, you know how it is. When you come up, when you're on vacation, you go to rest, but then you do a lot, right?
So, right.
That's a late flight. We flew through Miami last night, and it was all-day flight. So, hey, Lynn.
Yes.
I appreciate you, and I appreciate Michael, too. But, Michael, I got to tell her, she's the best, right?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You are so sweet, Donovan.
You're 100% right. She's the best.
That's so nice. Well, and tell Cap we said hi, okay?
Sure will. Yep. Y'all have a
Thanks
good night.
You.
You too. Get some sleep.
Thanks, Gary. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Donovan.
Bye.
I think we should go to break.
I think
so, and then come back and do Gary's trivia.
Okay, we'll come back and do trivia. Okay. We're going to go to break, and we'll come right back.
Okay, sure.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. First tribute coming back.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's concertostudy.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the second hour. I didn't get my cue, but I know we're back now because Lynn told me I'm on. So, thanks, Lynn, because I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything again. But, yeah, I think I got a trivia question up, right?
You do, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I think I made this simple enough for everybody out there.
Let's give the phone number out, Gary, also, okay?
All right. Yeah, if you want to win, if you really want to win, you got to get this phone number down. It's 407 847-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680, and you can win a nice dinner. So my trivia question is, what band did this song?
Okay, go ahead, Chris. Don't say too much.
Nope, I ain't saying no more. Yes, if they don't know this by now, then they're a loser.
Oh, wait, you can't talk about it yet. I just realized that, Gary. You know what? Then I'll talk about Labor Day for a few minutes while we're waiting for some calls.
Yeah, go ahead. Just tell us about Labor Day.
All right, so let's see. Okay. Labor Day, the first Monday of September. Labor Day is an annual celebration of workers and their achievements, and it originated at a time when American industry was rapidly expanding, but there were very few legal protections for the American workers. So, and Chris, just cut me off anytime when you get a caller. So in the late 1800s, many Americans were working 12 hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week. And even the children, some as young as age 5 or 6, were working in mines and mills and factories. So labor union leaders Peter McGuire and Matthew McGuire each are said to have advocated for a holiday in New York City in 1882. To celebrate working people. Though which of them was the true founder of Labor Day is still debated. So it's a working man's holiday and it's celebrated on the first Monday in September. So how about that, Gary?
Yeah, but there's one more thing about Labor Day too, and you forgot all about.
What?
My wife was in labor 2 times.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, I didn't know that, Gary.
Gary, that's funny.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see. I was just, and it looks like 10,000 workers marched in New York that day in September 5th. Oh, here it is. 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march from City Hall to Union Square in New York City on September 5th, 1882, holding the first Labor Day parade in United States history. Well, that's cool.
Wow.
And Oregon. Cool. 1887, Oregon was the first U.S. state to declare Labor Day an official holiday. And on June 28, 1894, U.S. President Grover Cleveland signed a bill into law making Labor Day a national public holiday. So there you are. Any callers, Chris?
I just had one, but we realized that it wasn't that time yet for her.
I didn't hear... Just somebody. What did you say? They hung up?
No, we had a caller, but it hadn't been a month yet.
Oh, they should know better.
So yeah, we just had to clarify. Yep.
Yeah,
and also like a new caller.
Well, this is Michael.
It is.
Yeah, no kidding.
No kidding.
It is Michael.
I can't believe that they don't know that's trivia.
Hey, Michael, either. Nice to know
I,
you.
I don't either.
This is a Gibby.
Chris just said hi, Michael. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, Chris.
Oh my God. But it's true, Gary. We know you since 11 years now. Wow.
You know what? I think you should play that song a little bit over because people didn't hear it.
No, they heard it.
This is a giveaway. This is the simplest one I ever did.
They better call in fast because Gary wants to talk about them for a minute or two before we go to the top.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. You might not. Is the phone ringing, Chris? Yes,
all right, here we go. Let's try it again.
Okay. All right.
New caller.
You should be ashamed of yourself. They don't know that. This
oh, my God. Yeah.
Maybe they don't want Subway.
I guess not. They're not hungry tonight.
They're not hungry tonight.
No. My goodness. simplest question I could ever give, Michael, since I give hard ones, I gave the easiest one tonight.
And you know what, Gary? I didn't like this group.
I didn't either.
When I was in eighth grade.
I know. Like I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about that.
You and I are the same.
I know why. Age.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but you and I are in the same bracket. I don't understand you. I understand Michael, but I don't understand you.
I didn't flip over them. I don't know.
Wow.
I think I had their bubblegum cards, though. Do you remember the bubblegum cards? Yeah.
Of all those songs, they only had one song I liked.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Guess we don't have nobody. Chris should have had somebody on by now. You there, Chris? Nope.
I can't believe it.
Okay, I'm back. It seemed like right. Every time you say it, the phone would ring. Guess we don't have anybody, and then it rings. And then it said again, and then you like it just keep coming like that. Okay, so I got two callers. We got our good friend here from Orlando, Miss Sherry from Orlando.
Okay.
And then I have Miss Robin from St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's a new caller.
It's been a while. I think it's been a month since she last won. Maybe a month or so.
Then we have to say who the first one was.
Sherry.
Right.
Sherry was the first one. So Sherry, right?
Sherry was our first caller first. But okay. Miss Robin, hey, I know you're tuned in, so don't hang up, Miss Robin, because you might still be a winner. So hold on one moment, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls, Sherry from Orlando.
Hello.
Sherry.
Happy Labor Day. I have to say a comment before I answer the question. This is the first Labor Day in a long time that I've gotten paid for the holiday, because I always worked as an independent contractor or part-time for transcribing, and now I work for Lifetime Works. I'm actually getting paid for the holiday. So I'm excited.
You work for Lighthouse Works in Central Florida?
Yes.
Wow, and then you're getting paid. That's wonderful, Sherry.
Yeah, I'm excited. Anyway, the answer is my favorite group, the Beatles, and song is A Hard Day's Night, which was their first movie.
You got it, Sherry. You got it. What year was that? You know?
Okay, you two can talk about the Beatles. Yeah.
That was in 1964. The Beatles came out in 63.
First of all, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Subway.
Cool. I'm excited. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, it's
all right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Now, I got to say something.
Gary wanted to talk a little bit before we go to top of the
hour. Okay, Gary, talk about the Beatles.
All right. I reason I brought this up is because last week I watched the movie, A Hard Day's Night. And at the very end, it explained something I didn't never notice. It explained at the very end that they loved Buddy Holly, which Buddy Holly died in a plane accident in 1959. They loved him. They honored him. And so when the Beatles came out to be named as the Beatles, they named it in the honor of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. They were now the Beatles. I thought it was quite interesting.
That is interesting, Gary.
They changed music.
They did.
The history of music changed completely.
The rock and roll history,
it changed completely. Most people do not know how much the Beatles changed. But from an insider point of view, being inside rock and roll, they changed rock and roll. They changed the whole infrastructure of everything about music.
I had my little 6-transistor radio, and I listened to rock and roll before the Beatles. And then the Beatles came out, and it changed everything. And you're right. You're right.
Absolutely.
Was your transistor radio a little Philco? Mine was.
Yep.
The turquoise.
And I want to say, I think Michael didn't care for the Beatles so much because it broke him real quick from the hip hop music that he was playing back in his day.
It was R&B.
He could not change over. He couldn't change over to the Beatles.
Yeah.
Bye bye, everybody.
I was in the days of doo-wop.
Bye, Sherry. Thank you.
Doo-wop. Yep. Thank you, Sherry. Congratulations.
I'm sure
that was a hard change.
Right.
And when the Beatles came, that completely wiped out R&B music at that time.
That's why you did not like the Beatles.
Some songs filtered through, the Temptations filtered through, but most groups never filtered through. They couldn't go through because Beatles came.
They were on Ed Sullivan, weren't they?
Yeah, but it wasn't just the Beatles. Yeah, it was the whole sound.
Came up.
Yeah, all Beatles, the British groups.
It was all the British groups that came through. It wasn't just the Beatles.
Ed Sullivan did them all.
Hey,
and you know what?
All the other groups that came through, it was after the Beatles. The Beatles came through, and all the other ones that you can think of came through. And one came through, and one R&B left.
What, Gary?
Right. Yeah, but you know what was really unusual? If you stop and think of it, when the Beatles came out, they all had suits on. They all dressed the same and looked very nice.
Yeah.
And Paul Revere and the Raiders did the same thing, and the Birds did the same. The only one that just sort of sloppy was Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones were British? I don't remember.
They weren't all dressed up, you know, like
no,
the
I
Beatles
said the Rolling
were,
Stones were. Were a British group?
Yes.
Oh gosh! I don't even know.
They came from England too.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they came from the same area over there in England.
Yeah, I remember the Birds and all those other groups.
Yep. So yeah, those days were pretty hip hoppy. I mean, it was going days. I mean, some really. A lot of changes, and then it went into the, what was the next one? The next phase in the music was.
Well, that was the big stage. And we're going to go to break, and we'll be back at the top of the hour. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, saying don't go away. We've got a lot more coming up, and the next trivia will be top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Founded in 1931 as the Jewish Braille Institute, JBI is a nonprofit organization that provides people of all ages and backgrounds who are blind, have low vision, or are print disabled access to texts vital to Jewish culture, heritage, education, religious life, and community. JBI delivers a wide variety of Jewish interest materials in Braille, audio, and large print directly to your doorstep, all free. JBI can also help you or someone you love celebrate the Jewish holidays with Matzorim, Yisker prayers, and more. They offer a 16-month Jewish holiday calendar in Braille and large print. To learn more about JBI's free circulating library of both fiction and nonfiction, liturgical texts, customized materials for school, celebration, and more, and cultural offerings including a bi-monthly magazine and concert and lecture series, call 800-433-1531, email library@jbilibrary.org, or visit www.jbilibrary.org.